What day is today?
Friday.
Today is Friday.
But it's also
4th of July weekend.
4th of July weekend.
4th of July weekend.
You know what that means?
Bottle rockets, frog launchers, weeping mamas,
firecrackers, Roman candles, buzz bottles, snicker bombs, church burners.
It's Independence Day.
Independence Day.
Happy Independence Day.
July 4th.
Happy 4th of July.
Light the fuse.
Light the fuse and run away.
Because it's showtime!
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
People need to understand that more and more people, only in America. Yeah, some bad things, but the greatest things in the world, only in America. It's the Monica J. Show. It's your show, live and local FM talk, 2 hours every weekday. Today's poll question, yeah, I know, it hurts. It sucks, but are you seeing less patriotism? Are you seeing less patriotism in this country? Already have some weigh-ins, got a couple of emails and texts this morning. Yes, in the largest cities and most college towns. Well, here we are in a college town. No, among the rurals. Well, it didn't frame the question that way. It's just a yes or no. So we're going to put yes on that. And I don't understand that. Where this seeping in of this communism and socialism and Marxism and Taoism and it's just Maoism. It's being taught openly, blatantly. Kids, rather than decorating their bikes in red, white, and blue and trying to win a bike parade for the most patriotic, are being taught to be climate terrorists. Yeah. Groups like BLM, the Sunshine Movement, anybody that follows that little, you know, Greta Thunberg. 50% of the infrastructure bill that was just signed that buries us in even more debt is going to climate. The climate emergency. Yeah. How long till we're all locked down because of a climate emergency? And don't think that that's far-fetched, because it's not. So answer today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. What do you think? And, you know, call in with what you think, too. We're going to make this a patriotic day. Coming up at 11:08, have a very special gentleman joining us, and he's done some... He's done some work on a book that was actually written. He's just kind of bringing it back into the limelight, which I think is pretty cool. Okay. His name is Josh, and Josh Charles, and it's called Thomas Jefferson's Top 10 Rules for Life. Did you know he put that out? Thomas Jefferson's Top 10 Rules for Life. Thomas Jefferson was awesome. So we'll be going over a few things. Like, did you know that he had a temper? Who doesn't have a temper? But he knew about worry and anxiety. I mean, geez, we have so little to worry about in today's society of what our founding fathers, hell, even people in the Old West. You know, when you're hungry, when we're hungry, we can go through a drive-thru, we can walk into the grocery store, convenience store, bodega. No, these people had to go out and hunt and fish for what they were going to eat. They had to grow things. Which reminds me, by the way, I wanted to play this for you. Who do we rely on for our food, for everything that we put on our tables? Well, we rely on the farmers, and they're being attacked. They're being wiped out. The crops are literally being wiped out.
I caution you to listen. Not only am I the only one speaking out about bills and regulations against our animal agriculture, but now other people are talking about the real problem. The government offering money for farmers to destroy their crops. What does that tell you about this government, this administration's agenda? Destroying crops, destroying food for Americans. Control the food supply, control the people. It is time to wake up and save family farms, save animal agriculture, get educated on our practices and what we need. Three states that really need you right now, the 30-30 bill, Nebraska, the PAWS bill, Colorado, and the no slaughter bill in Oregon. Please save family farms and do not let the government do this to our food supply.
Yeah. Already had all kinds of things done to our food supply. You know, the shutdown for COVID, for the meat pack or the processing plants. Meat packing plant shut down from a cyber attack. Mm-hmm. I think it's crazy how stupid the Biden regime actually thinks the American people are, that they can't see all of this. Just amazing. And of course, the other threat to our fuel supply are truckers. We need more truckers who are experienced. I mean, you see new signs up all over the place, especially on the trucks themselves, hiring drivers. Well, guess what? You can't just become a fuel truck driver. That takes years to get into. We need to get more truck drivers into the industry so the ones that have been there and have the experience can move up. The people that we rely on the most are the ones that we really need to listen to. The farmers, the ranchers, the truckers, How is your industry being impacted? And then when you listen to them, say thank you. Thank you for all you do. As we come upon Independence Day, say thank you, because they are the backbone of this country. They keep us fed and they keep the products moving. They keep America moving. It's the Monica Jay Show. Let's keep you moving too. Oh, so looking forward to this weekend. But first, I have to warn you. The Delta variant. Ah! Oh, please. You know, even Ron Paul, Senator Ron Paul, is saying, get out. Enjoy your life. Do not be afraid. Do not let them put the fear into you. This is a tweet that he sent out 3 days ago. Don't let the fear mongers win. New Public England study of Delta variant shows 44 deaths out of 53,822. In unvaccinated group. You know what that is? 0.08. Don't let them put the fear into you. Follow the facts. Follow the facts that thousands and thousands and thousands of people who got the Fauci ouchie got COVID too. Imagine that. The Fauci ouchie doesn't keep you from getting COVID. And look at the death rate from it. So if you're not going to listen to me, listen to Senator Rand Paul. Don't let the fear mongers win. And go out and have an amazing Independence Day. Independence for all of us. Oh, I wanted to bring you this funny story. I thought this was funny. So I'm always looking for, I dress my husband. I don't know how many other women can say that, but I dress my husband. I don't physically dress him, but I buy all of his shoes, his clothes, everything. Because he's always working to make sure that I don't have to work. So I was looking at these shoes and I thought, well, that's cool. You just slip your foot in. You don't have to bend over. And that was the big hype of it. You know, non-bending over shoes. It's got something with the heel. It's got like a spring or something in it. So you just push your foot in and it doesn't damage the back of it. Well, that's cool. My husband's always bending over, tying his shoes. I'm going to help him save his back. Check these out. So I went on to Zebba's website. On sale. Now these are on sale. $139.99. Guess what? My husband's going to be bending over and tying his shoes. $140 for a pair of tennis shoes. So you don't have to bend over. Thought that was pretty funny. Oh my gosh. I think the most expensive pair of shoes I've ever bought my husband were like $49.99. Oh, I got to tell you, that just cracked me up. I think that's actually more money than I've ever spent on a pair of shoes. All right, let's get back to the good stuff. Britney Spears. The judge in her case to get rid of the conservatorship, her father and this other guy, making $14,000 a week. It's all about the money. That judge, I don't know, I have to wonder about this person. I mean, this is a grown adult. A grown adult. Successful. Smart. Competent. Now. He denied her request to have her father and this other guy remove from conservatorship and give her life back. Very interesting. That's sad. That is really sad. If they can do it to somebody of her influence and power, imagine what they could do to you and me. What a way of silencing people. Let's see. Thank you for sending me this. As of June 11th, the U.S. Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System had posted 358,379 adverse events, including, well, let me just say, we're shy 7 people of 6,000 deaths and 29,871 serious injuries. Blindness, heart conditions. Ugh. The mother of that poor kid, that athlete that's been in the news, that now has myocarditis, and he says he'd rather have COVID. And it's like, yeah. Yeah, you'd rather have COVID? Get the natural antibodies and get back to your life? She says that the doctors gaslighted her into doing it. So I just, it's curious. I just find it funny that all these people that attack those who are going by their doctors, by going by their science, going by the things that they're studying, that all of a sudden these doctors and scientists don't know what they're talking about. Yet really relied on them just, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I would rather trust a doctor who is willing to give up everything, who is willing to jeopardize their career to get the truth out than the doctors that are just trying to save their career. That are trying not to be fired. The band being led by Dr. I'm a Proven Liar Fauci. Yeah. Just look at VAERS. You can see. They're also putting out, let's see, this, the COVID shots are also 5 times more dangerous than the pandemic H1N1 vaccine, which had a 25 per million severe side effect rate of 8.9. Assuming the COVID shots had the same side effect rate and assuming some 200 million got the shot, the estimated number of people suffering a side effect would be about 5,000. And yet here we sit at 35,864. Just saying.
You ask me why I love her? Well, give me time. I'll explain. You've seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina Pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel at the Appalachia Mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? You look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from a bright Nevada sky? Do you hail to the Columbia as you rush into the sea, or bow your head at Gettysburg, our struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Tetons? You watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore in thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? Do you stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef? From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast, the might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I've a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
Remember, the 4th of July is just a date. It's July 4th. It's Independence Day that we celebrate. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here today. Our poll question, are you seeing a decline in patriotism in America? Just curious. Yesterday's poll, also brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. I can't really give you the answers because, well, I screwed it up. I'm sorry. It wasn't a yes or no question. It should have been a this or that question. Was Cataluna the best contestant, or was her win just pandering? And I had it listed as a yes or no. So we're going to throw out those results. I'm not even going to bother with it anymore, so I apologize for that. But today's question, are you seeing a decline in patriotism in America? And I'm not talking about the people who are going out and supporting Trump and waving the flags every weekend and stuff like that. To me, that's different. Patriotism to me is that day-to-day thing that you do, being proud of this country, talking positive about this country, you know, having that. I have my flag over my door 24/7, and it's lit 24/7. So, you know, to me, that's more, you know, your patriotism, being respectful, being, you know, behind American businesses. Because we know that, you know, China's come out. Hey, Nike is a Chinese company for the Chinese people. No wonder they have so much power and influence over the so-called celebrities, sports figures here. Boy, when they started showing support, anybody showed support for Hong Kong, boom, they were shut down. So as we talk about independence, what does it mean for independence of an individual? I know, you know, I just mentioned Britney Spears here a minute ago, but that's the thing. What she is going through, and I'm not lessening her situation. I'm trying to make you more aware of your situation. How are we combined? It's easy. Are we not under a conservatorship right now? With this emergency that we are under, businesses being shut down. Well, I'm glad to see that people are taking this seriously in the federal government. Because in local government, I find this very interesting, her testimony was taken offline from the court. That's why she gave such an explosive testimony, is she wanted it in the hands of the people. She wanted them to see what was going on. This is actually coming out of the House of Representatives. Ms. Britney Spears, you have been mistreated by America's legal system. We want to help. The United States Congress should hear your story and be inspired to bipartisan action. What happened to you should never happen to any other American. Congress can make things better, and you can inform our policy decisions. If you will speak to Congress, we are ready to listen. We've been following your conservatorship battle with deep concern. We could see the struggle and torment that you were enduring. We could see the obvious financial, emotional, and physical abuse at the hands of your conservators. The federal courthouse door was closed to you and to many Americans. Your story is so powerful, and the administration or the admiration of your achievements so great. You, and perhaps only you, can blow the door wide open, giving hope to millions. Your life, liberty, and happiness have been taken from you. Please take advantage of the empowerment that public congressional testimony can unlock. You owe nothing to anyone. You deserve to live a life of freedom and to choose your own path. Many others have used their fame to advance social, political, and criminal justice reform. We hope you will choose to accept our invitation to express your interest in speaking to Congress and to America. For the sake of justice, you and many Americans deserve. Your life story and tremendous performing talent has continued to inspire people all over the world. We stand ready for your reply. We hope that you will express interest in sharing your story. We stand with you, Brittany, whatever you decide. Sincerely, Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Andy Biggs, and Burgess Owens. I hope she takes them up on this offer, because the American people need to not only hear her story, but to understand what is going on in our justice system. And whoever this judge is that denied her her freedom needs to have the most invasive cavity search ever done into his history. I'm very curious to see if he has received any compensation or anything from people that may be connected to this situation. Because when you hear her testimony, or if you saw it before it was taken down, yeah. Hashtag Free Britney. It reminds me of one of her songs, and it's funny because I was thinking the same thing. It was texted to me. Pull it up online if you can, whether it be the lyrics or the song itself, by Britney Spears, called Lucky. Just Lucky. Art mirrors life. Very curious. This is what Independence Day is all about. Your freedoms. And looking at what Britney Spears is going through should be a big wake-up call to what all of us are going through. You know, we're being told what to do, where to go, how to do it. We're being held back from our potential. This is not what the founding fathers wanted for us. This is not what America is about. We are about freedom. Freedom of choice. Just because somebody yells virus doesn't mean that this country and the entire world should be shut down, treated like children, and then be withheld life-saving treatment for something that, you know, here Matt Gaetz and the team is saying, hey, come speak to Congress. You know, there are congressional hearings going on right now looking into the start of COVID, the coronavirus. One of the scientists flat out yesterday said it was created as a biological weapon, and it has been being created for years. This isn't something that they just came up with or something that just happened. It was supposed to happen. Are you pissed off yet? Is it time to do what your founding fathers did that gave us our independence that we are celebrating on Sunday? That we should be celebrating and talking about every single day? Because what we've been through over the last, not only year and a half, but over the last 20 years, trust me, our forefathers are rolling, spinning in their graves.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local.
Recognize that fiddle work? Come on. Who else would do a fiddle like that? Charlie Daniels. We've lost a lot of great Americans. this year, last year, and we didn't have to. This is where we fight the good fight for our independence. Our independence to not have poisons injected into us. Our fight to keep our businesses open. Our fight to live our lives. Our fight to be protected and to not let hoodlums New York City is falling apart. Postman trying to do his rounds, pushing his cart, doing his beat. Bunch of thugs on dirt bikes, keeping him from crossing the road. Then they jump him and beat the hell out of him. And it's obviously a gang that I guess got tired of walking and must had a lot of money because now they all have dirt bikes, matching shorts, matching t-shirts, gray shorts, white t-shirts. Man had bones broken in his face. And it wasn't until Good Samaritans, some nice beefy gentlemen, jumped in and dragged these punks off of him. Video of a woman at a gas station being chased by a man, hides underneath a vehicle, is dragged out from underneath that vehicle. She's thrown over the guy's shoulder, screaming. He throws her in a vehicle and drives off. You know what gets me the most about that? Is there was a guy standing there at the next pump, pumping gas, that did nothing. Didn't want to be involved. Are you going to get involved yet? Because law enforcement's hands have been tied, they've been fired, they've been tortured to the point that, and disrespected to the point where, well, early retirement and another job looks a lot better. We need the help of law enforcement more than ever. And they need our support more than ever. Because they're the only ones standing between us and them. Oh, yeah. There are a lot of people out there that are ready to fight. But it's not time for that type of fight yet. It's not time for that. Because when we cross that line, there's no going back. We have to have faith. We have to have hope. Not that hope and change stuff that was peddled by just, ugh. No. We have to have hope and faith in each other that we're going to come through this. And Sunday, this Sunday is going to be even more important than ever as we celebrate our independence in 2021. We'll be right back.